Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
It's Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Send your emails in. This Email of the Day competition for June, a lot of people keeping an eye on it, and it's something to watch, Doug, because there's only 10 more left for June. And Misty Plops is trying to make it five in a row.
Wow. Yeah, that might be a streak that will never be broken again because most people can't stay focused five straight months. A
pair of Cardinal tickets for Friday's game against the Pirates is on the line, along with a free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots. The Cardinals host the Pittsburgh Pirates the weekend of June 23rd through the 25th with great giveaways all weekend long, including a Cardinal pullover. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions. Kind of something along the lines of what we've been talking about this morning with the Cardinals and the U.S. Open with Brooks Koepka winning. Publishers are reporting a surge in demand among fiction fans for tales of hot single dads.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Are we going back to Brooks Koepka?
This has nothing to do with the discussion of the U.S. Open or Cardinal
again.
Baseball.
Okay.
Listen, if the Seamaster sends me a link, I have to trust my head coach. He knows the plays that are going to get us in the end zone.
Well, he's sneaky vile. Hello, CZ.
Look at his face. Oh, boy.
Mills and Boone first spotted the trend earlier this year.
What?
I just read whatever is sent to me, Doug. Mills and Boone first spotted the trend earlier this year, pointing out that steamy novels about hot daddies are setting pulses racing among romantic
they aren't. Years. Someone just wrote that.
It's
made it up.
Off the shelf.
Absolutely made it up.
Is that the new show in Norfolk?
Doug?
Say that again.
Is that the new show in Norfolk, West Virginia?
Jeez. Norfolk's in Virginia.
Boone's in what?
It's a Barrett reference. It's a Barrett reference.
Right, that was.
Took me a while to get to it, but yeah, it was a Barrett reference.
Okay.
I didn't catch it, I have to be honest. The imprint's publishing house, HarperCollins, has suggested the new trend is down to women's desire for real and relatable heroes. The romance novel industry is big business in the UK, with some 10.7 million regular readers. And experts believe the uptick in interest in single fathers could be being fueled by women's attraction to men with, quote, emotional maturity and fully fledged parenting skills.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a book. It's called Saved by the Single Dad.
Well, why do I have to see his armpits? Put your arms down for the picture.
That might become my new Facebook profile picture.
Isn't that one of the Backstreet Boys?
Oh, is that Nick?
I think that's Nick.
Nice to meet you, Nick. A spokesperson for Mills and Boone told Female.
Wait, what is Mills and Boone? Can we at least have that information so we have reference?
I think John Mills, former KMOV reporter, and Aaron Boone got together and did a little work.
Maybe it was Ron Boone. He was a great shooter back in the day, old ABA.
That he was, yeah. Scored a ton of points.
And he was a single dad, ironically.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
A spokesperson for Mills and Boone told Female, there are so many different kinds of romance heroes, but single dads have a nurturing and caring element that's very appealing.
Sure. They're so nurturing and caring, they left their kids. That's why they're single.
The current popularity of the single dad trend definitely has some caring family men, but readers are appreciating these dad heroes in a new, sexier light, from cute father to hat daddy, if you will.
Family Affair was a single dad. What was his name?
And Small Wonder was about a robot.
Giles French was the butler, played by Sebastian Cabot.
Mr. Belvedere.
No, this was Family Feud.
Family Feud with Steve Harvey?
Family Affair.
Family Affair.
Brian Keith.
Brian Keith was the actor. But what was his name?
He was a single dad.
Brian Dennehy?
Yeah.
With Buffy and Jody.
Buffy and Jody, who both turned out to be drug addicts.
HarperCollins is rolling out a bundle of six hot single dad stories for Father's Day.
For heaven's sakes. Can you buy the whole bundle at once? Just order them all?
I would have loved to have handed that to my father for Father's Day.
Now, are we talking about men who father children and abandon them?
Or sir, I just read what's in the prompter. I don't know.
Left with
Ask
the kids.
Boone and Mills.
Okay.
And who are they again?
John Mills, used to be a reporter at KMOV, and then Aaron Boone.
Got it. Not George Boone.
Right.
The guy who made all the bad draft picks.
Wow. Hello. You didn't like the draft picks?
No. No, he made horrible draft picks, but that's not him. So I guess we shouldn't go into that now because you're halfway through an article. That's truly fascinating.
HarperCollins is rolling out a bundle of six hot dad stories for Father's Day with an array of steamy plot twists and protagonists, including a hunky paramedic and a mysterious billionaire.
Wait a minute.
Save me.
Wait a minute. They're rolling this out for Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Because dads want to read.
Right. If you've abandoned
your kids.
That
makes no sense.
You're hot.
Mother's Day might be interested. Father's Day, the dads are interested in other single dads. Mm-hmm. I'm not judging. I'm just saying the demo doesn't seem to be as...
You think the marketing campaign's off?
Especially if you're a mysterious billionaire. Wouldn't all women be interested in a mysterious billionaire?
No, but this is fathers. They're saying fathers are interested in this. They're rolling it out for Father's Day, Doug.
I don't think so.
All I do is read the copy.
Read it again.
HarperCollins is rolling out a bundle of six hot single dad stories for Father's Day.
That's just, who are you selling them to? The dads aren't interested.
Well, as the cat said, there's some guy that came up to him at a soccer game and said, there's a lot of dads in the down low around here.
I don't think so.
I never said that.
I went to a lot of soccer games.
Prince of disinformation.
I was never hit on, not one time. Dads everywhere.
Doug, in Charlene Sands, the billionaire's daddy test, a woman tries to honor her sister's dying request to find the father of her baby girl, also a single father.
Oh, how cool.
Mills and Boone brand marketing director Joanne Rose added, quote, our single dad stories certainly strike a chord with readers. The heroes are real and relatable and often offer hope of a second chance at happily ever after. We know that in a turbulent world, readers turn to romance for comfort and reassurance, and a Mills and Boone book guarantees a delicious moment of escapism for every romance reader. For
I'm not buying the book. I am not buying that book or any other similar genre.
You got shoes for Father's Day. Would you rather have the bundle?
No, I'd rather have the shoes.
Be honest.
I'd rather have shoes. That just sounds horrible.
I'll take the grill any day of the week.
I got to get that up on
the
fan pin right now.
The divorce rate's now, what, 55%, 60% or so? There's single dads out there everywhere. That's probably why they're cashing in. This is a huge market. We might as well cash in on it.
But they're saying that the dads are the market.
I don't think the dads are buying books to read.
They rolled it out for Father's Day. It says it right there in his copy.
Could you imagine anything you'd rather not read than a romance novel about a single dad? No, thanks.
Do you ever read a romance novel?
No,
I've never read one.
No, I haven't either.
Iggy?
I'm sorry.
Have you ever read a romance novel, sir?
I'm sure I have at some point. Harlequin?
You have not.
No, I haven't. I do have a contact at HarperCollins. You want to get this Boons and Mills on.
Doug, you want to get them on and kind of...
I'm really not that interested. I'm not. And I don't think that if someone had given that as a Father's Day gift, you'd throw it away. You'd throw it back at the giver.
What about a story about a single dad who is a fitness instructor,
right,
but also volunteers at the local animal shelter?
Is he a mysterious billionaire? Can we toss that in there, too?
Flousy said, count me in.
Doug, I've been saying this for years. Read me a single sexy dad story, and I'll show you a slightly below average erection. Thanks. That's from Mr. Nipples. Boy, they're coming in fast. Uh-huh. Injun Joe's K-Ride Magic Man is sending in pictures of himself.
Drinking a boat drink.
Now, is he a single dad? He's had that girlfriend for like seven or eight years.
Jay Jr. has a problem with that.
Yeah. I think it may be for insurance reasons.
I was a single dad with full custody of my son. Total panty dropper. Thanks. That's from Marty Steel-Toed Boots. Is that what's going on right there?
I think that's what women like, because now you're involved with a man who can't do anything with you because he's concerned about the kid. You'd like to go out on the weekend? No, he can't do that. You'd like him to come up? No, can't do that either. He's got kids to deal with.
Well, so, maybe he's like the father in courtship of Eddie's father, and they have a housekeeper that watches the son.
I don't think that happens very often.
She used to say, Mr. Eddie's father. That's what she called him.
Yeah. Bill Bixby. Brandon Cruz is Eddie. And Ray Walston as the housekeeper, is that right?
That was Paul Lynde, right?
It wasn't Paul Lynde, no. I think it was the guy who played My Favorite Martian.
No, it was an Asian woman. And they used to make fun of her because she called him Mr. Eddie's father. She didn't have great...
What was Ray Walston doing in that show then?
He was a predator.
I don't think he was around. A predator.
He was the same guy that that Plowsy met years ago that told him about life.
Oh, the pineapple thing, yeah.
Tony Dode has posted this on the fan pin, Doug. It's called Bad Dad. He's a terrible father, but an excellent lover.
He's got some shoulder hair working there.
Might be a more interesting book, at least.
So this clearly is recently done. There seems to be a real surge in interest in single fathers.
I don't know that there is.
I didn't know that this was going on.
It's just a genre they're trying to make a buck off of. That's all. It'll be some hot new trend a month from now. It's not a trend at all. It's just something that someone made up.
Do you think Mr. French and Uncle Bill had something going?
No, I don't. No.
Well, 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 we have some breaking news this morning. Doug J. Randolph Jr. has announced the pairings for the Fan Pin Club Championship at Normandy. The round of 32 has been announced. And as you thought, Jake Corrigan is the one seed. Jake Corrigan is the one seed, and in the first round, he will be going up against the 32 seed, Philly Elfrink.
All right.
Philly Elfrink. First name. Spell that first name.
P-H-I-L as in Laura.
Yeah.
L as in Laura. I-P.
Oh, Philip. I thought you said Philly.
No, that's your Philip. You're focused on Aaron Nola and the boys.
Okay, Philip. Got it. Okay, got it now. Didn't hear it before.
Who do you like there?
I like Philip.
Really? Over the one?
Yeah, I forget who. Well, I'm assuming when the tournament is over, you'll come and roll dice and get to knock however many strokes off.
Does he have the handicaps up there?
Doug, does he have the handicaps up?
I think he probably does.
He does not.
He doesn't, so none of it will make much sense to him. But let's break it down.
Kind of a fun matchup also in the first round, the 16-17. Kurt Kuhl going up against Matty Portell.
Kuhlsy against Portsy. Wow.
Surprised they would have them play each other in the first round.
Yeah. I mean, there's a long simmering feud between
those
two
single dads.
That's
like a gift for the
crowd.
You know that.
Yeah, that does seem like a crowd pleaser. And Cletus will take on Kyle Kloman.
Kloman has been working on his game a little bit.
Taking on Kyle McClellan?
Kilman. Cletus.
Well, McClellan had time to play, you know, when he was a starting pitcher. I'm sure that on his off days he played golf, so I'll go with McClellan on that one.
Now, I'm a 19 seed. PGA Pro Dan's a 23 seed, and Cletus is a 25 seed. I got to tell you, I've played with both of those gentlemen. They're much better than me.
And yet you were seeded higher than them.
Right.
Why does that not surprise me at all?
Doug, does it surprise you that Cucky the Dwarf's a 10 seed?
Yeah.
Does Cucky have game, Plow Philly?
I think he does have some game, and I'll be on the bag.
You'll be on the bag.
You're like the fluff of Normandy.
So I'll be on the bag. I'll make sure that he's, you know, in proper form mentally and physically. And just flat get after it. Is he still playing PGA Pro Dan? That has not changed, has it?
That's correct, PGA Pro Dan.
So I hope he's ready for some distraction techniques.
Wait, so Cucky is a higher seed than the professional golfer?
That's right.
These seeds seem like they might be just made up.
I'm a little confused here. The Cucky's a 10 and PGO Pro Dan is a 20, what? 3?
23.
That makes no sense to me.
And Billy Shackleady's 11.
Well, that makes sense.
But they matched up this PGA Pro, who's used to doing everything prim and proper on the golf course, no doubt, with a half-shirt wearing Hoosier boy.
Who's the higher seed? Who's right. the higher seed?
And I think word on the street is there may be a crowd.
There's a gallery?
No crowd.
Doug, there's going to be a gallery.
There may be
a Cuck gallery as well. So PGA Pro Dan has a lot to deal with.
Will you be wearing a half shirt to be in step with the guy who's playing?
Oh, yeah, Jort's half shirt. We're doing. I'm kind of going to try and incorporate a bandana. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Really going to show yourself off.
Matt, who bowls at Hanks, is in there as a 29. He goes up against Todd Callahan. Kevin Bettis goes up against Chrissy Runnergirl, a 9 seed.
Okay.
I mean, what?
Jerome Bettis.
Chrissy's a 9?
Okay. Chrissy's a 9. Iggy, you're a 7.
No.
You're the 7 seed. And you're going up against Shannon Lewandowski.
What is he?
26.
And he's about 8 strokes better than me. How is this possible? I'm confused.
I'm going up against Jay Randolph Jr.
You're a higher seed than Jay.
I'm a 19. Jay's a 14 seed.
Okay.
Jay says he's a 6 handicap. I'm a 12. I don't like my chances. I will be frank with you.
I do.
That's his home layout, too.
I know. Mm. Those greens can be slippery. The pin positioning.
Stay out of the bunkers.
What do you mean by that?
You won't get out of them. Once you go in, you're in there for a while.
Dan Stack against Matt Rezor. That'll be fun.
How do you know? Do you even know these guys?
Yeah, I played with Dan Stack last Sunday, baby.
Okay. How do you hit him?
Crushes it.
Does he? Okay. Well, I feel bad for the other fellow then.
How many times a week do you play?
Three, maybe.
It's a lot of golf.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what the hell do I have to do after 10?
Yard work?
No.
Putter around the house?
Home improvement projects? Errands?
Nursery's painted.
Did you paint it?
Brian's painted. Guy did an incredible job. He's Brian's paint is awesome. He really is.
He did our porch. It looks better than when it was new.
He did a great job. Best. He truly did. Brian's paint, Doug.
Brian's paint. Okay. I've painted every room in our house. Some of them 4 or 5 times by now.
Why don't you get Brian?
I probably should.
Honestly, it's better than new when he does great work. Best.
Now, the quality of the paint job is equal to the quality of the preparation, fellas. You can't just start painting. You can't.
Why don't you prepare for the last 40 minutes or 35 minutes by zipping it?
Oh, gosh, I couldn't do that. I have way too much knowledge to impart.
Tim, what is your tee time? The wife and I want to follow you on the course. Doug, that's from the Swinghaven board member. I don't know when Jennings and I will get to play. I'm out of town for a couple weeks. When do we have to play by? Like July 19th? I'll be back in town by then.
Yeah, I think between the 30th and the 20th of July, I think.
I wonder how many tickets we'll sell for my match.
None.
What?
There won't be anyone buying tickets.
Your dad will buy a bunch and say, Tim, big crowd, he'll pay people to show up.
I'll follow the match.
You'll be out on the course?
Come on, you won't.
I've got Deke Dotum's girlfriend and Scott Trinkle Ballsack's wife
on
my bag.
Iggy. And whoever your dad pays.
Well, I'm going to see when you're playing, and then I'll try to get the tee time right behind you so I can watch your matches. I'm getting my ass kicked.
How are you going to watch a
match that's an athletic
that's ahead of
cuck,
you?
Tim.
That's an athletic cuck?
Yeah.
You can't keep an eye on someone who's playing on the hole ahead of you.
Sure I can.
I'm pretty tall.
What do you mean how? He's right in front of me.
Well, how are you going to see it? He's going to be 500 yards away.
I'm a long hitter.
You can't keep an eye on what's happening in the hole ahead of you, really?
Well, I got to wait till they hit, so I'll be watching them until they get off the green, and then...
Well, if you're right behind him, I guess, with every
didn't
shot.
Didn't I just say I'm playing right behind
him? If you're going to have to wait to hit every shot, but not if it's moving along pretty quickly, you'll never see
besides,
what they
you
do.
Can watch, you can watch Tim play on your phone.
I'm not going to.
TBS yeah, maybe we need to have Larry TBS Nickel and the Plowhawk like broadcast this
I already
thing.
Have an idea. Give
and Facebook Live it.
I think we do have some feature events. Obviously, the Cucky, we'll do the Tim and Jay matchup as well. You don't do all
of oh, you got a little network for this?
I figure we could just do, I mean, it would be easy to edit just golf. I've done golf. I have covered golf.
You've called golf.
I have covered golf at WIU, and I was their videographer for the major tournaments.
So you would call it and also shoot it at
well,
once.
We didn't actually have people calling it. We would do that after the fact in post-production, Doug, because we didn't have a lot
He'd
of
post
mics.
It. He posted it.
Right, okay.
But I would do video and
here's
did great work.
Boy, it would be exciting to watch people play Normandy against each other for about 5 hours.
Oh, so you're going to watch?
I can't imagine anything I'd rather do than that.
We'll let you guys use the highlights at KMOV.
Okay. No, we couldn't do it. That'd be a union violation. We have to send our own photographer out there.
Hey, Tim, yesterday at Erin Hills, I saw Henrik Stenson servicing his caddy at number 7. Thanks.
You did not. You didn't.
Henrik didn't make the cut, so he stuck around just to service his caddy?
He didn't. In fact, who was it, Tim?
Grandpa's caddy?
Because that was clearly slanderous. Grandpa's caddy has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension log. You
can get the time in front of Tim so you can move his ball and help him. Thanks. That's from the 314.
Tim doesn't need any help.
Of course not.
Doug, you got to hit the gong on that one.
That was kind of weak, wasn't it?
Well, I'm getting tired of gonging him.
Doug, Ryan Kelly, what a gentleman. He took Larry Nickel to the pay-per-view last night. They stopped by the Kirkwood Brewhouse.
Did they?
Holy moly, are those wingy wingies good at the Kirkwood Brewhouse? And the patio is under construction, along with a brand new parking lot, both in front of the building to the north and behind the building to the south. Plenty of parking, a brand new patio. It's all happening at the Kirkwood Brewhouse.
That patio about done?
It's definitely made a lot of progress over the last 2 weeks. I don't know my construction as well as I should.
Don't you?
But it's definitely made a lot of progress over the last couple weeks. It's Kirkwood Brewhouse. Check it out. It is the bee's knees. So I don't know why I was saying that.
It had to do with Ryan Kelly.
Oh, Ryan Kelly took Larry Nickel to the pay-per-view last night, and they stopped by and had dinner there beforehand. But my point is Ryan Kelly's a great American, and that's why you should do business with him.
And sometimes people will go out to these restaurants and they'll spend too much, and then they'll try to build a deck on the back of their house. And you know what they do? They rack up credit card debt.
Uh-oh.
The average American household has more than $16,000 in credit card debt, and you're paying outrageously on the interest on that, and you never really get ahead, and you've always got to stop it. Over 70% of households have the equity in their home to get rid of that credit card debt right now. With a cash-out refinance with a home loan expert team, you can get those credit cards paid off once and for all. Makes all kinds of sense to refinance, take some money out, pay off that credit card debt that you're paying about 18, 20% on, and pay 3 or 4% on a new home loan. That's what a lot of people are doing. It makes great financial sense. Ryan Kelly can show you how to do just that. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan. I'll give the number now. 314-781-9700 or visit the website, thehomeloanexpert.com. That's Frank, Ryan Kelly.
Frank Cusimano's up next. It's the Hollywood Casino Press Box. We'll have the Lion's Choice handoff coming up here in about 25 minutes. Brian Hoffman, Frank's producer for the Hollywood Casino Press Box, just tweeted this out. Cardinal starters have compiled a 6.29 ERA in June thus far, on pace for the worst month since May of 1999, 6.48.
That's not good.
Yeah, but Jose Jimenez would throw a no-hitter in June of 99, so that's something we have to look forward to.
Those bats have really come alive, Tim.
I like the redirect.
Since they got that new shipment of golf balls that they're playing with, the bats have come to life and the pitchers can't get anybody out anymore. So imagine the coincidence.
Something happened, and I wanted to get the protocol on that maybe you can help me out with. But there was, we've talked about, you don't like when people take the newspaper into to the bathroom when they're handling their business at work. You frown
no,
on that anyway.
It shouldn't be done at work.
Now, what about watching videos on your phone?
At work. No, absolutely not. You shouldn't be there anyway. Unless it's a complete emergency, unless you're running to get there.
Mm.
There's no point just plopping down recreationally. Don't do it.
So no.
No. The answer is no.
Someone was doing just that, and then when I went into the restroom, they turned the volume down.
Ah!
So there was
They didn't even want to share the video.
There's nobody here.
It happened.
Wow, wow, wow. It happened just that way.
Does that make it better, Doug?
No, it makes it worse.
But when they turn the volume down, to me, it lets you know that they have decorum.
Well, if you're in there watching video, that means you're there for the long haul, man. You shouldn't be. In, out, in an emergency-only situation.
No
videos.
Time for videos.
No, no magazines, no phones. Uh-uh, none of it. In and out, quickly. Chop, chop, cheeky.
What about if you have those click-clacks?
Don't play
that
musical instruments.
Sound the kids like
not,
them?
No. Don't play musical instruments while you're in there.
Doug, we had Kirkwood Brewhouse for my Father's Day lunch. The candied bacon burger gave me a bulge in my pants. Thanks. That's from the Wilmore Park bathroom attendant.
I don't need to know that.
We had to use it on marketing materials.
I don't think you'd sell another piece of bacon after that.
It's pretty good, though. That candied bacon will pawn your
yeah,
own.
Yeah, it's good.
It is pretty good.
But you don't want to use that sort of marketing stratagem.
To me, it's a feature item on a BLT, which I get there sometimes.
Yeah, I've never gotten a BLT.
Good.
Maybe
Very
I should
good.
Do that. Brian painted a portrait of a topless Doug in my ceiling for motivation when things start going south with a little lady. It's from Mark with a C.
Mark with a C has been suspended for the painting. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Doug,
I'm writing his name down with my Right Business Products ink pen. They'll brand all your office equipment for you.
Doug, will there be a wiffle ball tournament? I need to plan my next CPA test. Thanks. It's from Butch McGuire.
I don't know. I didn't plan it. I guess it's not. You're not going to have it this year. Huh?
I don't know. I wouldn't be in charge of it. So I don't know. We'll see if the station wants to have one.
I have a feeling there won't be a wiffle ball tournament this year. Okay.
I've enjoyed it every year. I've enjoyed that. Yeah. I mean, I haven't missed one.
Doug, I've watched Godfather 1 and 2 over the years whilst recreating at work. That's from Mr. Nipples.
No, you haven't.
Well, that's a lot. That's about 6 hours of...
That's a work day. You know, you go in there, you watch those things on the can, you're done, it's time to go home.
And that's bad for you. I forgot, I think my mom or dad told me that when I would take long recreations because I would take a comic book in there or a Game Boy or something.
Maybe some Snick Snacks.
Snick Snacks are optional for me always. They're in play.
Right.
But they said if you sit on there too long, like it, I don't know if it's your intestines or something rips or becomes damaged by long term. No, when you expand your rectum.
Rectum, damn near killed him.
It causes issues long term from what my parents
I don't think you're constantly going. Uh-huh. I think a lot of you do your business and then you sit there for another
five
hours.
In that position, your butt has no choice but to expand into proper position.
Right. Oh. I think that happened to Veronica Avlov.
And so it's hard to relax your butt and your muscles inside in that position. Mm.
So your dad said, son, come here. We got to have a talk. You can't be taking these long recreationals. It's not healthy.
It was just, I think he brought it to my attention on the way to like a Little League game or something. Just a
that would always come up on the way to the game.
It's a good father-son chat.
You sure that wasn't a Lana Rhodes tweet?
No. It's definitely a father-son chat for sure. All
right. If you missed any of the articles we've discussed today, such as, yes, Brooks Koepka really is that good-looking from Golf Digest, or the story on how a big Father's Day present around the world were the series of single dad novels. They're up for you on the TMA fan page. Doug, why don't you join on in? Today's the day, I think.
Well, it's kind of vile. It's really not my style.
5,595 members, and they're real members. We don't go inviting people to try and inflate our numbers. We put them through. They have to answer 3 questions to get in. It's like the gatekeeper.
What are the questions?
Or you can't.
Well, it's to make sure that it keeps people from keeps bots out, or people who have already been banned who then go and create new accounts, which is often.
That would be hard to stop, wouldn't it?
Well, the questions help the cause. Usually, the fake account has a few consistent traits, a variety of tells, if you will.
Well, like what?
Well, you never tell a man his tell, baby.
Oh. Okay.
Teddy KGB had the Oreo.
So they could be tough questions that you couldn't pass and go, well, I have to move on to another fan page.
Right.
This one is a little too highbrow for me.
That's right. Let's go.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Well, that's enough for the show.
He just ran out of steam.
Yeah, that's like 2 hours and 35 minutes or so.
Yeah, but we got an email of the day coming up, and this is hot stuff.
All right.
Doug, is there a good amount of space in the bathroom stalls at Kirkwood Brewhouse? We were into public hookups. That's from the Swing Haven board member. This guy's gotten very active lately.
Well, I think they're active out there at Swing Haven, and he's looking for action all over the region. I couldn't be a good judge of what the restroom facilities are like at Kirkwood Brewhouse. Maybe I've ducked in there once quickly.
How did it treat you?
I was not looking for any kind of hookup, necessarily. From what I understand, there is a swinger section at the Kirkwood Brewhouse, and I would assume business is booming there.
Speaking of swingers, I'm not for sure. I don't know if it was him, but it looked like it was. Somebody posted on the fan page Friday or Saturday evening. Jimmy the Bull got out of his
bar. The Apache.
Yeah, they were all.
Doug, did you see that video?
He got out of where? No,
take
I didn't
a look.
See
here it is. Look at him.
Where are they?
I just assumed Filoni's. Look, and then there's the Apache in the foreground.
Yeah.
Looking
like
his tail.
Yeah, looking like he had a date at St. Louis Country Club earlier, and he has plaid and like a light blue shirt, and there's Jimmy the Bull.
Nice. They're hitting it hard.
They flat get after it. Ladies,
that is a tent. Well, they're in a tent.
They're in a tent, and the bull is just grinding on someone.
Maybe they were at the U.S. Open where they have those corporate tents.
Oh, yeah.
Now, by the crowd, I could say that's not the place they're at.
They hit it hard, those two.
This might be where the caddies had a party under the tent.
Yeah, I could see them as caddies. The bowl has a long record of success stories, though. That's for sure.
Well, now you see why.
Right.
Look at the rhythm.
I think he's still with
Apache.
I think he's still with Paddywhack, I think.
Oh, is he with Paddywhack, Doug?
Oh, is he? I don't know.
Boy, the
called in
Apache
in a long
loves
time.
Him some dancing.
They haven't called in a long
it's
time.
Pretty,
maybe they don't
good,
listen anymore.
Video.
It is. That's also up on the fan page. Doug, you miss the fan page. You miss a lot of the show.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you.
Boy, to think that I could have missed that video of two guys pushing.
You wouldn't
60.
See the seating for the fan page
yeah,
club
I missed
championship?
That also. Boy, you know, it's an empty life that I'm leading to have missed out on that sort of entertainment.
Brother Aber says that TMM versus Jennings match got me like, and then he shows Brian Doyle Murray hiding in the shrubs next to Porterhouse from Caddyshack.
I don't know what that means.
Well, that just means a lot of people are going to be there watching it.
No one will be there.
Plowboy, over under on the gallery for me versus Jennings, I'm going to set it at 22.5.
I'll do a strong over because I think people bring the whole family. You know, if you even if you only told five people about it, they bring three people and some kids.
Do you think your Facebook Live broadcast will hurt attendance, though?
No, I actually think it'll help it a lot. Mm. And I'm sure Jay Jr. will just love the fact that we're live with Cucky the Dwarf on Normandy. But it's all publicity and good publicity, so I think Jay will be fine with it. So I think you'll get more, but I think the crowd volume might be louder with Cucky. And it's like kind of like a Happy Gilmore atmosphere, I think, with yours and probably more of a...
More St. Louis Country Club.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beach balls are going to be thrown around and...
Well, I hope not. There is a certain decorum that's expected. It's across the street from a school.
Is it?
Incarnate Word.
Did Cucky know that?
Yeah, that might be a problem.
Yeah. Well, Cucky might not be allowed that close to a school. You better check on that. There's some predators that have to stay within like 1,000 yards of the school.
Watch this. Skewel. Pretty good.
Really good. Hold on.
Monkey Shoulder Whiskey is the official Scotch whiskey of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Doug, remember the glorious MTV days when you stayed up late just to watch Headbanger Ball? Now you can go back in time and enjoy the show live on June 30th at the Ready Room with a tribute to Headbanger's Ball starting at 8 p.m. Monkey Shoulder Whiskey. We have our Hot Shots email today coming your way here in a matter of moments on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. But Doug, before we get there, Ray Donovan season is coming up, and take a listen to the upcoming season.
Oh, no.
The whole season? Just a snippet.
You want to tell me what happened? Your brother and your father were hospitalized. Your 19-year-old daughter called the police. Are you going to answer my question?
What'd you do?
He attacked me, Ray. Can you help me?
She's just a kid.
When you look at her, is she just a kid?
Natalie James walking off the set of a $3 billion franchise? That's a f***ing problem.
Find the thing you love the most and let it kill you.
I'll take care of it.
What a season that lies ahead.
Yeah.
What a season that lies ahead.
To be teased in that way and to not be able to just watch all of it right now is really pretty unfair. Everybody seemed very concerned, though.
Let me ask you this.
Very concerned in their voices. Yeah.
I'm not going to spoil it, but I've watched House of Cards Season 5, and I didn't think it was that good.
I agree.
Okay, so you agree.
Of course you would agree.
Yeah.
Has anybody else watched it on this dais?
I've never seen it. I'm not on a dais. I'm just sitting at a table. But I've never seen House of Cards.
I mean, it wasn't terrible, but compared to the other four seasons, I thought it was missing a lot. There were a lot of episodes that were just boring as hell.
Is that with the great Kevin Spacey?
Yeah. And,
I want to see that.
It's a great show, but I can't. This fifth season just was kind of like, ugh.
Someone
kept
said
waiting
they brought in a cousin with a bushy haircut and a dog, which is usually a sign that a series is on the way out.
I'm curious what the audience thought. I noticed on Rotten Tomatoes it didn't get great reviews either relative to the previous four seasons. So I don't know. I kind of hope it doesn't go into the Homeland category where it was outstanding for the first, I don't know how many seasons, three seasons, whatever, and then it just lost its audience. Now, some people say Homeland's good again, but so many people have bailed on it that, you know, it's not getting much attention relative to what it was like in 2011, 2012. House of Cards didn't really enjoy it, I have to tell you. And we were really looking forward to watching it. The show that we're all caught up in now is Billions. That's the bee's knees.
Yeah, great show.
Doug, that's the one that I can recommend to you, Billions.
Billions.
Paul Giamatti, the guy from England, Damien Hall, but he talks like he's
Lewis.
From Southie. Damien Lewis. Damien Hall was in Guy.
Okay.
With Teddy Riley.
Now, where is this? Is this Netflix?
Showtime.
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 I don't know. It's not giving anything away, and I've never noticed it before. For some reason this year, House of Cards, I watched the credits leading up to. They have a different director every episode.
Really?
I mean, you would think that's got to... I know it has nothing to do with the writing, but if you come in to do a segment, you know, and it's an episode...
No spoilers.
No, and it's a different director every episode? I would think that would be... You can't get any continuity there because you're working with a different person every episode.
The Seamaster says this was the first House of Cards season with creator Bo Willimon being involved in production. Doug, do you think Bo Willimon caused the problem?
Well, as I understand it, he was the creator of it. He had the idea and he put it all together originally.
Seamaster has just corrected his statement. It's the first time Bo Willimon has not been involved in the production.
And he liked to be involved a lot in the early going. And he made a lot of money off it. And he said, you know what? I'm going to kick back a little bit. I can't do everything. I can't be everywhere. This is what Willsey said. And he said, I've got some people that I trust, and I'm going to turn over a little of it to them. And so he's taken a step back.
And do you think that impacted the quality of this season?
I don't
season?
Think there's any doubt about it.
Of course, continuity is affected, Doug.
Continuity is one thing that's affected by this.
Who would you rather see involved in lesbianism? Because I feel like both are teased, but neither have actually been executed yet. Claire Underwood or Khaleesi?
Now, Claire Underwood and Khaleesi are both in this show.
Well, they're in separate shows.
Separate shows. That's what I was talking about, of course.
And what was the name of the last gay bar you went to?
Oh, no. I knew he was going to.
The Buggy Whip in Palm Springs. Last time I was there, I went home with a guy named Jose.
The Buggy Whip.
Palm Springs.
Did the police buy that explanation?
Yeah.
They did. All right.
Kind of standard.
You said it with... a lot of conviction, if you didn't notice.
Yeah. Doug, the last really good season of House of Cards was season two, although next season appears to be looking great. Billions is one of the best shows going. Thanks, Mailroom Mike.
Mm-hmm.
When are they going to get off their duffs and do a remake of Welcome Back, Kotter? Isn't it time?
Get off their duffs.
I mean, Gabe Kaplan, all he's doing is playing poker.
Yeah, it does seem like what he does.
That's all
course, he. Of course, we killed Horseshack. He's not around.
Right.
This show had a hand in that, didn't it?
It
John Travolta, I'm sure, would go back to that. Anyone else still alive from that show?
Epstein?
No, I think he died.
Okay, there's one less.
Freddie Boom Boom Washington, maybe?
I think he's alive, but not doing much.
So we make it a two-man show. You have Boom Boom and Gabe Kaplan.
Yeah, maybe like a stage show.
Gabe Kaplan's got to be 80 years old by now,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, but he's doing great.
I think that's Susan Strassman.
Gabe's wife?
I think she died, too.
Oh, no, there's another one that's out.
We'll get him a new chippy.
I'm sure the principal's dead. He was like 100 when the show was going
sure.
on.
Sure. Yet another one bites the dust. Boy, the years have not been kind to that show.
But it was running in the mid-70s.
Right. And so you go back 40 years, and some of these guys were in their 40s at the time. You know, they're a little older now.
Still funny, though, Gabe Kaplan.
Yeah.
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Wonderful. Much as wonderful.
Yep.
I think the internet just went down. Did the internet just go down? Nurse? Nancy?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, it did about 2 months ago for most of the computers in here, but I think it's back up now, if I'm not mistaken. Mine's working at least.
All right. Let me take a look, Doug, because I can't access the text inbox. It's out, and the texters have thoughts.
Yeah, we've gotten to a lot of them, so we're good on the texts for now. We're coming to the end of the road for this particular
episode. It hadn't been a very vile show, which is nice. So that means the emails we'll get, they'll all be clean, religious-based, a lot of them, I'm sure.
Well, let me see. It's time for the Hot Shots email of the day. Morning, fellas. Yesterday, I purchased myself some discount Father's Day erotica. This tasty novella was about a young father down on his luck who lives in a vicarious yet crime-laden neighborhood. This gentleman seeks solace in the arms of an elderly sports anchor. I don't want to spoil the ending, but let's just say it takes place on the old man's chest. Thanks, the Hipster of Tower Grove South.
Okay, I was wrong about that. Hipster of Tower Grove South is not eligible for the email prize. He is eligible to go on the suspension log, where he'll serve his suspension to last a period of 2 days' time.
I'm sure the media in this town was lined up 10 deep at Mobile on the Run Saturday for their 50-cent Kool-Aids, thinking these Redbirds are ready to soar. Wake up, people! They don't care about their fans, the best in baseball. Their priorities are making friends with the opposing team before the game and procreating an already overcrowded planet. Major League Baseball is going to send you a bill for all the baseballs lost this weekend. Nice of you to give the Orioles some extra batting practice. Tired of it! Some Steve in Wildwood.
Good. Steve in Wildwood.
People go nuts over those discounted drinks.
Yeah, I do. I go every time.
Maybe making too much out of it.
I go every time. They score 6 runs. I get my 50-cent Arnold Palmer.
And you save, what, 12 cents?
No, by almost a dollar.
Guys, Plops here. I was going through some of my old CDs over the weekend while making my dad a mixtape. Any of your kids make you a mixtape this weekend?
No.
While listening to Freak by Silk and studying the liner notes to see if that would be appropriate for a father's mixtape, I noticed that one of the credited writers was listed as a D. Vaughn. After a little sleuthing, I discovered that throughout the early 90s, Doug would be occasionally brought into the studio to contribute a line or two, literally dozens of times when artists had writer's block. He'd pace around the studio with khakis and that black Letterman jacket, looking 100, and then he'd just start to spit fire. On Freak, he wrote the line, "Baby, you don't understand, I want to be your nasty man." That is actually in the song, Freak Me. Yeah, on the song Freak Like Me by Adina Howard, Doug wrote the line, "I need a roughneck brother that can satisfy me, just for me." On Kiss from a Rose by Seal, Doug wrote, "There is so much a man can tell you, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. Why this powder keg of lyrical sex left the biz is beyond me, but I just want to thank him for the impact he's had on the soundtrack of my life. Oh, me? I'm Misty Plops."
Misty Plops, assistant program director.
Howdy, Tim. You said at a charity golf event they gave you the option to roll dice, and you could take that number off your score. Funny, professional sports are trying similar tricks to liven things up. For the U.S. Open, they had the top two leaders play a sudden-death round of Uno. When Brooks Koepka won the hand, Mark Harmon was left holding the draw four card, the reverse card, and the skip card, adding 100 strokes to his final tally. The Cardinals were actually up 5-0 yesterday, but afterward, the MLB made Buck Showalter and Mike Matheny play Hungry Hungry Hippos in center field. Buck caught 8 marbles with his pink hippo, giving the Orioles the win 8-5. To add insult to injury, Showalter said, "Say hello to your mother for me," before he jogged off the field. Doug, that comes from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Hi, kiddos. I'm a Hollywood talent scout, and I've been listening to your little show for a while. And I think I've got the perfect part for Iggy if he would like to dip his toes into the movie scene. We're doing a remake of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So far, it has an all-star cast. Janine Lindemulder, Burt Ward, and Meg Tilly have all signed on for roles. However, we still need someone to play the part of Leatherface. The role would be perfect for him, we believe, as it involves a demented creep who likes to lure young women to his dilapidated den of deviousness, hang them on meat hooks, and eventually kill them if they're lucky. We believe Iggy has already taken De Niro's Raging Bull method acting to the next level. If he's interested, please have him call my local scout, the Webster Wienpeeker, who turned me onto your show and told me about Kenneth Strode. This is no small-time gig like being the doorman at Vivid Entertainment's offices. This is a shot at the big time. And like Iggy, we won't take no for an answer. That comes from Jacob H. Epstein Enterprises.
Wow. Jacob H. Epstein Enterprises. He's new.
Guys, my stepdad texted me during Sports Sunday last night about a topic a lot of us probably had on our minds. Is Doug Vaughn hot or is it just me? No, Damien. It's not just you. It's all of us. Whenever I see Doug file a report from a parking lot outside a stadium, I'm always like, can Doug Vaughn go ahead and wife me already? For reals, though, the Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel.
Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel. Butter Squirrel.
Well, Doug and I just got tickets to the next golf tournament that is an important one, and we can't wait. In honor of that, here's a list of things Doug could yell as Retief Goosen putts for the win on 18.
All right.
The obvious cry would be, "Who's big for you?" Or maybe, "Ricky's pants are too bright and I'm old and scared." Doug could look around and yell, "Where am I?" Maybe put something a little more literal. "Put that little white ball in that slightly larger black hole, boy." Bachelorette style. Wah boom. And finally, "I want you inside me, Retief Goosen. Love, Colonel James Milton."
No. Awful.
It's a Colonel.
Colonel James Milton. He's new. And I don't think he's
You're
a
really
Colonel
the
either.
Emails today, Tim.
Got two more is what I got.
What's that called when you claim to be in the military and you really weren't?
Lying.
No, there's this a felony charge.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a name for it. You know, some guys like to buy military uniforms and walk around and have people fawn on them over the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah, and it's a felony charge.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, gents, haven't wrote in for a while, so Seamaster just throw this in towards the back of the stack when Timothy's run out of time. Just ask Doug for me what's doing with that caboose. I'd love to check his oil with my envelope licker. What do you say? Peace be with a lot of you, Dr. Woody Bender.
Awful. Awful. Dr. Woody Bender's been suspended. Dr. Woody Bender's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going to the hotshot suspension log. You're written down my right business product ink pen.
Hey, jabronis, I found a Pog hotspot that I wanted to share. The best place to find big, beefy women with large arses is to go to a Cardinal game and camp out by the build-your-own nacho vendors. Let me tell you, this is a place where the fupas flow like wine. This is a place where the big, fat breasts instinctively flock like the salmon of Capistrano. Capistrano?
Capistrano, sir.
Uh-huh.
The key is you don't pounce on the first one you see order. You wait for the one who asks for extra cheese, beef, and soppins. That's the big old bowl you target and take home later that night. If you follow this advice, I promise you, we'll lose sight of your junk in that big old badonkadonk.
No.
You're welcome, Mae Young's newborn hand.
Mae Young's newborn hand.
Doug, that's what we have for the Hot Shots email today. Show me what you got, little mama. Show me what you got, little lady. Show me what you got, short A.
I was going to go hipster Tower Grove South, little vial, so I'm going to go Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel.
I'll go with a fellow by the name of Stephen Wildwood.
God, I think I have to tell you, I think if I'm setting them aside, I'm setting aside those two. God bless America. I don't know. I don't know on this. This is fun.
Leave it up to Plowsy.
It's fun to not know.
You can abstain courteously.
No, I don't. I'm curious, Plowboy, where are you going? Because no matter what, my vote's going to determine it. So I can turn the cards over and see where you are.
Stephen Wildwood has a good form right now. So I got Stephen Wildwood just edging him out.
Huh.
Iggy, what did you think on the whole deal?
He was not listening.
No, I thought Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech was my winner.
Okay. Oh, God. Stephen Wildwood I thought was the best. Stephen Wildwood is a shit. But I was right there with you on the cat on the Shrewsbury butter score. It was good. Stephen Wildwood now has just taken the lead. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. It's hard
he's
to
got,
believe.
He's got a lot of time to do this. He's a home appraiser.
It's the Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box. And it comes your way next. For the Plowhawk. For Iggy. For the Sea Monster. For my brother Kevin. For Douglas Elvin Vaughn. For Jimmy the Cat Hayes. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan KFNS 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.